It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, WPR turns 100 this year, and as part of the celebrations, listeners are invited to decode Morse code messages during airings of old-time radio drama. We'll get a taste of Morse code and hear about the contest coming up.
First, an audit released yesterday reveals that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation significantly underestimated the real costs of several highway projects and failed to properly manage expenses.
The costs of some of those road projects doubled between planning and implementation, the audit reveals. Joint Audit Committee co-chair Senator Robert Coles, Republican from Green Bay, said the findings were unacceptable. He called for the DOT to streamline its practices and be more accountable to taxpayers. Jesse Opoyan joins us now. She's state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, throw some numbers at us. What kind of underestimates are we talking about here?
Oh, man, we've got so many numbers. So the audit looked at a lot of different aspects here, but to start off with those cost underestimates, they looked at some ongoing projects and they looked at some projects that have been completed. So like you mentioned, those estimates that doubled in cost, those are for 19 projects that have already been completed. They found that the DOT underestimated costs by about $772 million over the last 10 years. They also looked at 16 ongoing major highway projects, and those cost estimates were short about $3.1 billion. And they found that's because the DOT wasn't accounting for the extent to which inflation would influence those expenses and the potential addition of just unexpected expenses along the way.
So this isn't just a matter of vast, these projects are going on longer and more expensive than they thought. It isn't just that. It's also maybe those calculations up front weren't right, in part because, as you say, of inflation.
Exactly.
And this comes at a time when we're wondering how we're going to pay for our transportation budget as it is. So this throws a big monkey wrench into what people have been talking about so far, right?
It does. This debate's been going on for a while as we head into the budget. Governor Walker is set to deliver his budget address early in February, so we're all waiting to see what comes from that. We've obviously seen some indications of what he's going to put forward and what legislators would like to see from that, but we're already looking at a $1 billion shortfall in the transportation budget, and there's not much agreement at this point over how to fund just that. So the addition of all of these new numbers, new potential problems, throws some interesting twists into that argument.
Talking to Jesse Opoyan from the Capital Times about a new audit of the state's Department of Transportation, how it spends money on roads. Jesse, we talked about those underestimates. That's not the only part of this audit that people are talking about. There's also the issue of bidding. The audit saying, hey, we had opportunities to save money up front if we'd been a little more careful, and we didn't. What did we hear about that?
Yeah, there's a couple ways that that could have changed things, it looks like, but one of the more significant ones is just on projects where DOT only got one bid on the project. If they had just gotten more than one bid, the audit found they could have saved just shy of $45 million. So things like that, where the opportunity is there to take that extra step and just wasn't taken, could have resulted in some savings over the last few years.
What's been talked about a lot with the whole road funding issue is the quality of Wisconsin's roads and the potential damaged roads if we put out projects. Did the audit look at road quality at all?
Yeah, it did. It looked at it within the state, and it also compared it to other Midwestern states and the rest of the country. So it found from looking at it, 2010, the percentage of the state's roads that were considered to be in good condition was 53.5%. That's down in 2015. That went down to 41%. And looking at the flip side of that, the roads that were considered to be in poor quality or worse, that was at 7% in 2010 and was up to 17.5% in 2015. So those numbers put Wisconsin behind six other Midwestern states. We're always looking at how Wisconsin stacks up to states like Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin falls behind all of those states.
What kind of reactions are we hearing? First of all, from Republicans, this has not been a partisan issue necessarily. There's been tension within the Republican Party over how to pay for transportation. What are we hearing on the Republican side?
Yeah, that tension is definitely stemmed mostly from Assembly Republicans. We've seen Senate Republicans a lot more likely to line up behind Governor Walker and his pledge to not raise gas taxes or vehicle registration fees in the budget, while Assembly Republicans have been saying need to keep all options on the table, not necessarily coming out in favor of one over another. But reactions sort of follow those along those lines. Governor Walker said this audit shows that there are additional savings that can be found within the DOT, and that this just sort of provides an opportunity to further explore that before looking at any fee or tax increases. Speaker Robin Voss said his takeaway from this was that project delays are leading to increased costs. The Senate Majority Leader, Scott Fitzgerald, was not pleased with the audit, but said that this can be used as sort of a roadmap to implement the Audit Bureau's recommendations for the legislature to maybe put some better guidelines in place.
And then how about Democrats in the legislature? What have we been hearing from them?
Democrats across the board were pretty quick to blame this on the Republican majority. Of course, Republicans have been in control of state government for the last 6 years, so the reactions from Democrats were fairly similar in that they said that this is just evidence that Republicans are passing up another chance to find a long-term solution to the transportation fund, and that this is a problem for them to solve, and not necessarily coming forward with their own recommendations at this point, kind of waiting to see how Republicans let this play out.
We have a new boss at the DOT, Gottlieb out, Ross in, just over the course of the new year, basically. With that in place, with this audit out, is there a sense that we're going to see the DOT change the way it does a lot of things, including bidding and cost estimates?
Yeah, it's unclear at this point, but his response was, of course, he was thankful for this audit, giving him an opportunity, a roadmap to find, better efficiencies to be more transparent about the DOT's practices. So it certainly indicates that he's interested in following some of those recommendations from the report. And I think, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle were fairly optimistic that this might might lead to some changes.
What are you looking for, especially as the state budget gets released over the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's going to be, we've seen what Governor Walker's administration wants. In September that was released, that early plan, and we know what that looks like. So we'll be looking to see if that changes at all. Assembly Republicans have said that they'd like to see $300 million in increased revenue, that they would find a way to offset that somewhere in the budget to fall within the governor's guidelines. The question is, where do they want that $300 million to come from? And where do the lines fall on this? Does it become something where Democrats are needed to find a solution, or is it something that can be dealt with within the Republican majority?
We'll leave it there for now. Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jesse Opoyan, state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times, giving us some of the details of this new audit of the State Department of Transportation that was just released yesterday.